typed. Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Hazora, Habora, Hatochem, Rachayna Zora, Hayna Bora, Hayna Marakeit. Went through this yesterday, that all three are the same, according to the Shas Bavli, Yagli Taltas, and Achlovus Bavli, and Nirishal. Toner Rabbonin, seventh line on Ayin Dalim and Aleph. Now both sides, this is a sugya which you have to be focused on very carefully. Every line in the Gemara, with Rashi, with Tosus, is a classical sugya of Borah. No shortcuts over here. There are no shortcuts. If you don't go through the Gemara, you won't understand it. Tana Rabbanan, a brisa. Hoyel the fun of Mine Ochlin. Already, before you go any further, the first line is already a tumor. What's the girsa? Hoyel the fun of Mine Ochlin. Says Rashi. Garcinan. Lo Garcinan Shnei. Whoa. Why does Rashi say that? We know that classically, Boer is Psoles Mitoch Ochel. But if it's both Ochel, well then maybe it's different. So Rashi took out the word Shnei. Okay? We don't have it in our print. We found Rashi's Gersin. Herlefan Amine Ochlin, Boer V'Ochel, Boer V'Meiniach. Sorry? What? I'm sorry? Means Ochlin means it's Ochlin and it's Psoles. Well, it's Ochlin and it's Psoles there. Because the word Bor by definition means it's Psoles. Okay, that's what Rashi, means, presumably. We'll get to the details later. Okay? Bor v'ochel bor v'meiniach. Okay? What does that mean? You take something out, at least something there. V'lo yivro. Wait a minute. V'lo yivro. Just says Bor. Says Rashi. V'kame porach. Ma kama bereish hatana bor v'hatana lo yivro. What's this? It's a steer from one line to the next. Right. Vim bira chayv chattas. Gvalt. That's the brisa. The whole brisa is two lines. That's a called saka called two lines. Maika Oma. What's going on over here? Oma Ula. There are going to be five different answers. You have to held cup. Five different terutz in here. Ula is the first. Haki Kama. Bora v'yocha lebo bayo. Ubor meniach lebo bayo. Ula mocha lo yivra. Vimbir chayev chatas. Okay. Rashi. L'mocha l'tzorach mocha. So what's it? According to Ula, let's go back to read the Brice again. Every time we go back to the Brice, read it again according to the way the Amora interpreted it, right? Okay. Back to the Brice. Homem min eochem. Bor v'yochel bor minyach. What does that mean? That means for that day. For lo yivra for the next day. Vimbir chayev chatas. Okay. So there are really only two chalukas, even though the price has three chalukas, but there are only two chalukas, right? Lo yivra, and if you do, the same case, you're chayev chadas. So for that day, it's mutter. It goes from mutter to chayev in one shot. Maska v'rav chista, v'chi mutter lafas t'lo bayom, v'chi mutter lavash t'lo bayom. We discussed this a little in Negle Tal yesterday, that Shvisa Shabbos as well, that there's assuming now that Bor is a tikkun. The same as you can't cook for that day, you can't do berach. Well, you can't do it. Rashi, lemocha tzorach mocha, chimut levels of vashal b'yom. Hakadami ab malachi came in the amas lemocha ab chadas. Says ab malachi. So how can you do it for that day? Okay, the so ula's gone. That's it. Ula's wrong. Fine. Ella means it's gone, right? Ella, ula's out. Amar Rav Chista, bor v'yochel pachas mikashir, bor v'niach pachas mikashir. Okay, same trick, only again two chalukas. Maskul v'Rav Yosef, v'chimut levas pachas mikashir, pachas mikashir, pachas mikagrogos, ne d'chiv chatas leki sur miyarika v'kamel chasish yosef in the Torah. We discussed at the very beginning with Rav Avadja, that everyone agreed to this to Rashi, the Beit Rabbim disagrees, but it's the rights to Rabbanah by Shabbos. Fine. Again, Ella, so therefore, Ula's out, Rav Chista's out. Now we get to the most serious, the finalists. The semi-finalists. Now we have the three finalists, okay? Okay. Ella Rav Yosef. Watch this now. Bor v'yochel biyad. Bor meniach biyad. Fine. B'knon v'tamchi lo yivro. V'yibir potter v'lasa. B'na b'kvar lo yivro. V'bir chayim chadas. What a great shot! He finally got three chalukas. That's the simple reading of the Brisa. It's three, right? Let's go back to the top again. What does it say? Bor v'yochel bor meniach. Okay, that's biyad. V'lo yivra b'knad b'tamchui. V'bir b'napa k'vara chayav chatas. Okay, very creative shot. Rashi b'kno. Kliyet she'os a funnel. Ken tzina like a pipe. Racha b'l'achor v'kotzim l'funnel. Like a funnel. U'balim ad be'a osim osim v'abor bo kitnius nosim kitnius v'mokom ha'racha v'n wide end. U'menano shake it around. V'akitnius v'bneishu s'galgal. It's round somehow. V'sgalgal v'yorid derech piv ha'kotzim. Ha'psolos t'shem v'kli. Kvaldik. Okay. Potter v'losim mutu l'chatzchil lo avi d'dama d'breyer v'chayim chas lo avi d'lach ha'yadu. Ika breyer v'nach l'kvar ha'kovel yad lo d'ami d'breyer klav. Azoi shteyed rash. Okay, so far so good. Now the next line is the most important line in the sugya. Maslev Menuna. Midi knod v'tamchi katoni. What does that mean? What does that mean? Is that the same kind of kasha as the first kashas? The first kasha, v'chimuter. Right? V'chimuter. He didn't say. Again, midi knod v'tamchi katoni. Which may mean, your fact is right, but it's not pshat in the braisa. Keep that in mind. Or maybe you're wrong also. See so. Rashi. That's a little... Okay, the other Rishon don't like it. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi is a pashta. Fine. Ella. Ella means the first pshat. Sounds that the first... That's it's also wrong. That's what it sounds like. Ella. Or it could be Ella pshat in the braisa. But the din is right. Rabbi Yossi din may be right too. We'll see. I'm Rabbi Nuna. Number four. Borer v'yochel ochel mitok psoles. Borer meniach ochel mitok psoles. Psoles to ochel yivra or ribira chayef chatas. Okay, without the two chalukas, but we're discussing now over here the famous, we all know this from our youth, that you're supposed to do ochel mitok psoles, not fakir. Rashi, ochel mitok psoles, lo derech breri. Fine. Maskev abaye, the final kasha. Be the ochel mitok psoles katani. Again, it's not clear if it's a kashin din or kashin pshat in the brisa. Ella, finally, I'm Rabbi. Bor v'yochol li'alter, u'bor v'nech li'alter, u'l'babayom lo yivr, v'imbir nasek v'bor li'otzer v'chayef chatas. An extra phrase can be very critical. Nasek v'bor li'otzer. What did Rashi say? U'bor v'nech li'alter, lechol li'alter, she'en zederch borin, li'otzer latznia. Stop. So he said, Shabba v'nachmeni, Abai is right. So far, so good? So far, so good? Good. We are just a little more Gemara. Hoyle the fun of, and here again an issue with the Aleph here. Is it Shnei or not Shnei? Hoyle the fun of, we have our print here, Shnei Mini Ochlin. Ubir of Yochel, Ubir of Eniach. Ravashi Nasti Potter, Rav Yirmiya Midifti Masti Chayef. Okay. Ravashi Masti Potter, Vatani Chayef, Zog Rashi, critical Rashi. Liel, right? This Bryce is the same Bryce as we had in the beginning. Tana Rabbanan, Chayev, Ibe Bar Meniach Lialta Mutal Lechatchila Havi Upata Aval Aser Leka. So either Chayev or it's going to be Mutter. We have Potter, Lo Kasha. Habaknan V'Tam Chayev and Apa Kvara. Oh, wait a second. I thought that was rejected. That was of Yosef number three. There was four and five afterwards. Just stop right over here. This is so far. It's all you have to know for today's year. That's it. No more. It's really a little bit more. I don't want to get into the Turmus in here. That's very complicated. We'll leave Turmus in for last. Achron Chaviv. A few more lines. We read it yesterday. Ki osir avdimi amr shabta dir abibi abavi klele bi amir vasi v'shadu kamar kakol de pevle edani mishin the what? So the ochel mitok psoles osur, which is against what we saw earlier, opinion of Rav Menuna. He mishum ayin yafu de mechave. I don't know. We'll leave it at that. Okay, Tosfos. That's Tosfos. Hoyle the fun of shnei min ochel. Garcinon. Yeah, against Rashi. Ken pirish rach de ochel mitok ochel shaycha breira. How? Shabore also shayna chavitz lechol, mitok also shirotz lechol. To also shayna chavitz bo, choshe psoles to gabi also shachavitz lechol. Chimashabi Rishami. To goras habore ochle mitok ochle, chiskiyam vechule. So therefore there could be, so the word shneish belongs. Why not? The part, the one that, it's very good. It's peas and carrots. Right? I like peas, I don't like carrots. It's raisin and almonds. I like apples, I don't like raisins. So I take out the raisins are considered to be psolus. I don't like it. I raisins are beautiful, delicious, people buy money for it. I don't like it. Go psolus, go with me so far. Poshim shah. Right. Torah meniach, pirif the tzorach acherim. That's an interesting pshat. Meniach, we thought just put it down. It means they're putting it down for other people. Chimut laos for pachas mikashir. Hametzah tzagadaydach the pachas mikashir. Haviderach achila. Again, not a ptur klali, because there is none. Could be chayvim with a raisa. A heter prati, where the kamas affects the yechus. That's the harvi. We'll see later what they're showing us here. But that's the Tosfos is saying. Maslo Ramanuna midi knal dam katani pirish bekunches hokanami have a matzah lemifrach midi knal kvar katani kosher leri my kamishani Rav Ramanuna l'didei nami tikshi midi ochem with apsolus katani rebbeinu shel olam I'm asking a kasha Reuven Shimon Levi Shimon is the kasha against Reuven Levi is exactly the same kasha against Shimon. So what was Shimon thinking, as we say in America today? What was he thinking? The same kasha, yes, boomerangs on him. That's Tosfos kasha. Right? Kasha number one. Behold, the son of Pirusha Kunches, Votanya Chayev, the Hainu Hachdacha. That's what Rashi said. Umeshani, the Benapa Kvara Mari. That's a few Rashi. Vehechi Mishani. What do we have over here? Hacha. They say hachi. I would have said hachi. Hecha mishani hachi. Midi napa kvar katani. The same kasha that the Gemara over here. The Gemara had the kasha over here, right? That Menuna's kasha against Rav Yosef should have been asked at the end of the Gemara too. It's the same thing. What, you forgot the kasha? Nirben Yitzchak. The davka miknon the tamchi pare chagi perusha. Midi knon the tamchi katani came under nachas lefurushi dine breira. The biyad muta v'napa kvara chayim chatas lo hayo lo lo niach v'lishanos knon v'tamchim the potter aval asur, which means what? It should have said it explicitly. This is a new din, came out of nowhere, right? In other words, if it's a matter, oh, we call that binary, right? It's either or, black or white. But once you're throwing in gray, you got to say so. Gray is not self understood. Okay, fine. Yeah, but doesn't say. Sure, it says it, but we have no clue what that means. How are we supposed to know it means a klona tamchim? Sure, it's true that Rav Yosef told it to us, but it should have been nirmas a little bit more explicitly than just velo yivra. That's the kash. Fine, you're right. Your point is well taken. Right, borrow over the souls. Mashma the olchem itoch psolas ain't derech berabikah. Because the reish perk tolin, aminon, madaka shel borer bor olchem itoch psolas ribayne shalelim. V'yesh lomar, if you take it literally, to hasan the psolas meruba ala olchel havi olchem itoch psolas derech berer. To hasan the meshamer ayri, unbelievable chiddush. Tosfos is the same that the majority rules. Whenever you take the minority out of the majority, that's the normal way to do it, and it's a much bigger hassle. Take the majority out of the minority. I mean, come on. Yeah. You take all the kernels out of a few pebbles. Leave the it's ridiculous. You have 1,000 kernels and 10 pebbles. You take out the 1,000 kernels, leave it much faster and more efficient. Take out the 10 pebbles. That's what they're greater. So if you have much more psoles than ochel, so the efficient way is to take the ochel out. That's their greater. Pile plum, you have to take what we call. Oh, that's Tosfos says. Okay, fine. Kosher the Rashba. This is not the Rashba. We know Rashba is Rav Shmishantz, Rav Shimshon ben Avram, not Rav Shlomo ben Aderes. Who's Michach Misfarat? Tetzan berakam at the Beit Daf Yudalid. Habore kitnis biyomte. Beishame omim borer ochel veochel. Uveisil omim borer kedaka. Omim gemara. Bemed v'amurim shochel meruba al apsolus. Al psolus b'mala ochel divrei akol notles ochel v'niachas apsolus divrei psolus b'mala ochel havi ochel b'tol psolus derech breira hechishol v'shama inu asri v'var v'zaka v'sor achi and shav no teretz. If the Tosfos is right they get stuck with a kashrut based on dafidah. Alright, shari tuz more than a little, we'll find a teretz, not now. V'tanya chaya pish v'kuntris tanya b'raisa d'liel The kasha the ri. Wow, watch this now. Slowly, hold on. To the mai the mukmina and laba not bakvara. That's the maskana of the gemara over here. Mashma dafka libo bayom asur. Lebo bayom asur. How do you see that? How does Tos know that? What? Because we already had other terutzim which came since, right? Shapa of Nachmeni. So if Nachmeni is right, and we haven't shlugged at Nachmeni, so Abai is right, right? So if that's the case, Dafka lebo bayom asur, because Abai said the only time it's chayim is bo bayom, and it's the same brisa. The same brisa, right? Avali alter, finavet for a shari. Okay, maybe it's true. No, it can't be true. Why can't it be true? Pekama de beitza, masha na bekvara, osu bechol inyan de tanan. How you know? Beisilil omim, borer, bekadaka, beknona betamche, velo bena bekvara. So, velo mafzik, ben liat, lo bayom, big deal. Rashi presumably will say, lo mafzik, I'm mafzik. The Gemara didn't say everything in Beitza. They have to learn in Shabbos too. We had a Sima in Beitza last night, right? Am I correct? I mean, you can't learn Shabbos? So you learn Beitza, make a Sima, and then you learn Shabbos. So lo mafzik there's mafzik here. And this is not a fatal blow to Rashi and Shita. Okay, right. V'yod. L'chor l'ula d'liel. Ula. Ula is long forgotten. Ula was number one. He was the first one to fall. Okay. Ula liel have you bore the bo bayom kimo lialta le abaye. Vim kane shoru benabek vola fil bo bayom. Uve masnis in the beitza also the chalapokos bo bayom. Otherwise, it's not a torah yontif. They're making a bunch of assumptions. Who said these are not fatal flaws? Vinilari the brisa de liel ayim bore biyad. There are many prices in this world. Watch this now. The pirish says gimel medinin beborer lialter bor lialter biad mutar lechatchila beknon v'tamchi pata malasa v'nap bekvar chayev chatos. So therefore, Tosis is calling the rach. That Napak first Chayav Chatos even li alter, and Rashi seems to say no, not true. Okay, one more Tosis. For the Yadana Yemishim the Kosava with the Solus Oser Pirish Lo Yadana Mashalo Birim Tchila Kodem Shaviyem Lefneyan. I don't know why I didn't do it. Avol Ein Lefarish Mashalo Birim B'Shah Sheiniach Lefneyan. At the moment that he put it in front of them. The moment he put it in front of them. Means even what? Presumably Alter? Tim Kane, Micah Amar, Imishim de Kosova, Ocho Mitoch Psolus Osir. To the Chuli Alma Sharinon, Ocho Mitoch Psolus, the Alter. So that's certainly Mutter. So it can't be referring to a case we put it there on the spot. Can't be. Okay. So I'm not sure. If the reason why I thought it's a problem, because Ochim with Psolus is Asur, right? And that's why, or not? Okay, fine. So summarize. We paskin la halacha, I want to get the halacha straight from the very beginning. We paskin Rabbeinu Chananel, the biggest chumra of all. Rabbeinu Chananel says, to be mutter on Shabbos, without dispensing skilia, or if it's mutter also, to be mutter on Shabbos, it has to be three litivusa. All three. That's how you all taught, I'm sure, in school. Has to be Ochem et Opsoles, has to be the altar, has to be Biyat. Now the words all have to be defined. How you define Ochem et Opsoles? That's also not always so easy to define. How you define the altar? Also easy to define. How you define Biyat? All three are hard to define. We spend time on all three. All three. Plenty of time. But you should know what the criteria. All three. Any questions so far? Just basics. We just went through the basic sugya. We had the Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Without that you can't budge. Everyone with me so far? Yes? No questions so far. Are there other Rishonim who deny? Clearly there are. We saw that Rashi seems to hold that Napa Kvara Lialter is Mutter. Those can't believe it. but all their punches were not fatal, I explained to you. Okay, so Rashi is a different shita. Fine. It's Rashi shita. Fine. Gevaldik. One more time. Tosus Vyatanya. Yeah. Why? No. It says the Beitza, not for us the Becholinian. It's not. Basil says no. It's not us. It's not Mut. Correct. No, because it's Yontif, not Shabbos. Yontif. We'll see later how closely these two are related. I have a push of the kash in the first, very beginning Rashi. Rashi uses the word putter. Rashi says putter. Rashi says putter, avalasar. Mutla l'chilo havi the damel l'breira. V'chayim chadas lo havi the kalachayadu, kalachayadu. Wait a second. What do you mean damel l'breira? Rabosa! I just want push of shot in Rashi. Damel l'breira sounds, it's not real breira. If it's not real breira, then what did he kalachayad for? In other words, is Rashi saying two things? If it's kalachayad, it could be brera mamish kalachayad. It's pater avalos. I'm just making a comment that's a little difficult in the phrase. It's a difficult phrase. Okay, but then Rashi says further than that. Watch this now. Biyad l'damer the bara klal. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Look at the Mishnah. I guess you see some Rashi. Look at Rashi in the Mishnah. On the Mishnah, I'm giving a little aleph. Look at Rashi. Rattles off 39 malachas. I'm only interested in one right now. The very beginning. Hazorah berachas li of the ruach. Habora psoles biyadav. Rashi on the Mishnah of Yibora Yechai biyadav. There he means, it's true. He means your hand as opposed to throwing it to the wind. And Zorah. Okay, fine. But here he says, just read it. Biyadav dam le borah klal. Chastir in Rashi. Astir in Rashi. So the Eglei Tal answers in Bora Sivkot Nalef Osches that Rashi in the Mishnah was relying on the Gemara that what? That we're talking over here about Bora Ochel Mitoch. Psolas. This would be Rashi here. Rashi in the Anaf Ayin Dal. Bora Ochel Mitoch Psolas. And then Ochel Mitoch Psolas. Then it's Biyad Lo Dome Lebora Klal. But psolas mitoch ochel, if you bore the Mishnah, you chayev chatas. Follow me? It's a very beautiful kasha, beautiful territory. Eglei Tal. Okay, gevaldik. Okay. Now, midi, the Rashi, midi. What does Rashi say? Midi kolam tamcha katani, hu adin, nabe de porach midi udabe kvara katani, alachodim minai unakat. Tosfos didn't like that. Right? Didn't like it. Oh, says, no, it's only on the Tamach, which is like a third, a cause of a shlishi, a pshara, should have been explicated a little bit more carefully. Okay. It's interesting. The Ramban, I have to see some Rambans. I'm opening my Ramban. I have the Ramban, the fancy, beautiful edition of, I think it's a Herschel's edition, if I'm not mistaken. There's two beautiful footnotes here. I guess you to see. Yeah, Rav Moshe Hirschler. Okay. Okay. The Ramban has the following comment. If the Reisha is Biyad, says the Ramban, the Sefer should also be Biyad. Should also be Biyad. There's no change. Right? So the kasha is from the lashon of the brisa, and not in the din of the brisa. The Ramban spells it out. Right? The pashup shot is the first two kashas are on the din. On the din. Okay? And the next kashas are on the lashon. On the lashon. Kevin, I mean the lashon of Ramban. Came and the Reisha was biyad, sefer nami biyadu, v'lo b'nava v'kvola, b'knova v'lo b'tamchi. That's the same shot in Rashi. Shimhoya came, holotana l'farish came. Ayabaye? No. Because even the words themselves, Bora v'yochel, bora meniach, li'alter mashma. The fact that you add the word, the brisa, add the word ochel, meniach, oh, right now, right now, right now, I eat this, put this down. But bora stam, bora yom mashma. So there's a little of a hint in the lush, you have to be sensitive to the syntax. Abaye, there's no kasha that it doesn't say it, because it's implied. It's implied. It's implied. Okay, that's what the Ramban explains, that the kash is on the lashon, and here the lashon is not so bad. Okay, the first two kashes are on the din. The kash is only on the lashon, and he's explaining Abaye is no kash, and even the others are not okay. Kashes on the lashon, they're not fatal kashes. Now the Ritva adds a line. Stam Breira and Elabiyat, as we saw before, Rashi and the Mishnah. That's why the Gemara is asking Akasha, Midi Katani, because Stam Breira is Biyat. That's why that's a very strong Kasha, which Rav Nuna asked against Rabbi Yosef. The Kasha against him is not so strong, because the word Borer in and of itself can imply Psoas Mitoch Ochel, selecting, right? Which the very word means take the bad away from the good. And then called Abaye, Ramban points out, it's not really a kasha either. Fine, very good. So far, so good. So Tosfos, when he asked the kasha against Rashi, right? Kasha Lari, Maika Mashani, Rabbi Menun, Lidi Dein, Amitikshi, Midi, Ocha Metop Solas, Katani. This is the kasha. The Ramban does not quote this kasha. Doesn't, why? Because we already gave an answer based upon the lashon that bora v'ochel sounds like ochel b'toch solus, and lo yiver sounds like solus b'toch ochel. So that kasha would not be a kasha l'day navetikshi, because the lashon is mashma a little bit that way. Fine, these are all just diyukim. Now we come for the v'nira l'ri. Only k'tan l'tamchoi, fine, explains because. You already explained, you should throw that in. So I want to read you from footnote 138 here in the beautiful Rambans. He has a couple of Yesodos. Let's explain the Ramban. Beautiful Yesodos. Watch. The Rashi and Tosfos and the Rach, there are three Shitas. Right. The Ramban holds like the Rach, fundamentally. Okay. What is all about? Rashi tells him a fight. In the Sugya, the Rach and the Rabbana like Rashi. He's just talking now in Sisrei Torah. This outlines. There are five Teritzim. The first, the Nakta Mitzad Halacha. Forget it. Baba Yom, Shir, forget about it. The other ones? No, not that they're wrong. But the Brisa doesn't sound that way. Because it doesn't say it's not a foolish. Only Abaye is Nicha. The Rabbana explained. The Lashon of the Brisa sounds of Bor Rachel means for immediate use and Bor Sam is for. Fine. Good. So we passed away, that's Pshat in the Brisa, and Rava says that's correct, Rabbi is right. But La Halacha, all three heads are the Maisa, and not Bekvaras, Chayav Chatas, Knon Pot Avalosa. It didn't seem Bor Ocho, but the Psalms, Psalms are Ocho. And Rabbi is right, all three are right. Now, according to Rashi, Rav Menun Amidik Knon Kedam Chikotoni, what's the Kasha? It should have spelled it out. Numenapa should have also spelled out. But Tosfos learns, no. The Kasha is along the original questions. He wants to argue. He wants to argue. The Flugi. And it says that Kanon is Chayef. And then Abaye too. Polig Makshamidi. Midach Tosos Katoni. He holds that what? There's no Borer in that situation. So you can't have the Kasha from Napa. Because in that case, everyone agrees to Chayef. The Kitzer. Tosos sounds like he's saying that all the kashas are kashas in din, not in lashon. That's how he said, footnote 138 explains, that's how he understands. Okay, is it correct or not? I thought it was correct, but those I'm sure will argue. Fine. Good. All the kashas are kashas in din. All the kashas. Okay, fine. Good. Therefore, there's no kasha, not b'kvar, and not b'kvar, everyone agrees it's chayef. No kasha. Now, we get to the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. We haven't opened the Mishnah Berurah today. Time to open. I'm halfway through the shiur. The very beginning, Shin Yud Tesef Aleph. The very, very beginning. Mamish, the first line. Haborer Ocha Mitzav Solis. Okay. Says the Bialocha. First one. V'hinei. With the lohitika mechabe shidas atoysus, the sfilu, the ochel min apsolas udavka sheochel meruba lapsolas, ham psolas meruba derech liver ochel mit uchlab reri, it's also mash with lo sfilu that came, chen mash with kamon sivdal baga, we passing against toysus. I toysus as a kasha, no, when a kasha start finished, you know, but right toysus as, and after giving toysus, they're still stuck with a kasha. So they're stuck with a kasha, I can be stuck with a kasha too. Tosa Beis gives a different teres in his kasha. Lavdosh Nizmor's Lavdafka later on. Bekitza, we reject it. We reject it. A little bit strange there, Mepharshim is. Reject it? Hashava Daraisa? Just not ignore Tosa's completely? Ignore Tosa's completely? What? We're so machma every little thing in this today's world, the age of Chumras. And Tosa is this being ignored, like as it doesn't exist? The first one is that kasha. I'll show it to you soon. The Chai Adam, of course, is Machmir. He's Machmir. You can't be making the child. I think it's quoted somewhere. No? We should quote somewhere the Chai Adam is Machmir in the child. So why we should all be Machmir in the Chai Adam? Yeah. Now, the question is going to be, are you allowed to take the psolas from the ochel? Kototosis? There's more psolas than ochel. May you remove psolas from ochel? What would you say? What would you say? Well, yes or no? How about yes? Ask them both? You're not allowed to take the ochel out of the psolas. That's Derek Breyer. Right? The Tosa says, right? Correct? So let him at least take the Tosa out of the Ochel. What does Agos Ashri say? Take a look. Agos Ashri Simon Dalit. Me, you heck of the Psalms, move on the Ochel, Omer read the Derek Breyer and Ochel with the Psalms, it's Chayim. I'm a Psalms with the Ochel, Hoya Mutter, and the Tzorach Lechel Miyad, Ose, Ain't the Derek Breyer. I bet you dollar, Masha Hossam, Alpha the Psalms Maruba, Avi Ochum, the Psalms, Shloka Derek Breyer, the Sarachian. Okay. So it's Kasha. But he says, Beferish, that it's Mut. Will we be Mata Halacha La Maisa? Chas Vashom is the Chayodo. We're only Macha like the Tosis. But what are we talking against Tosis? So you take Psalms, the Chayodo, the Yasser. Call the Chayodo, be a stock. You can't take Ochel with Psalms because it's also going to Tosis. Can't take Ochel with Psalms because everybody else. I'm stuck. Too bad. Tough it out. You can't separate them. You're stuck. So the unresolved question that we show them is, you're stuck. You're stuck. And it's a question of Muksa we're not going into right now. Now, Rov Rishonim are against the Tosis. That's what the Beis Yosef says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch said in the Yosef, what he says before. Fine. Muktzah we can't go into right now. Oh. But now the Rambam. Yeah, okay. But okay. Tosis is still great. We should still like him and we shouldn't just ignore him. I'm reading on the Ramban. The Ramban, Rabbo said the Ramban. Tosis Kasha. Mishama Mishum Mayun Chai Varmina Mishum Borer. Madago shall borrow not to ochel mitoch b'niach psolas, afka not to ochel b'niach psolas. Right, his borrow is taken away the ochel. Hocharminim the derech borer little psolas mitoch ochel. Says the Ramban, no kasha to begin with. Lav kushi. Why? To amoran we just said she'af b'borer ochel mitoch psolas mashkachas chiyuva when v'nap b'kvara. V'hasam nami yochi kama. Afi asu bei mishum borer hasra also asra. Why? The ika borer the damila kon ochal mitoch psoles. What kind of case? Not bekvara. Fine. Atka, the Rambam gave a different teretz. 158 after redo. This is the continuation of 138. Two eights. Eights have it. Two, these great Beharos and by Rav Hirsch Lazal. Hine ledaz toises. The Be'ochel Meruba Ubora Ochel Havi Derech Achila. Okay. Okay. Derech Achila. Alright. Derech Achila. Umasha mitosis. Tafil is my Meruba. This achilach as mamuter. Whoa, whoa! Can we say again? That we learned in fifth grade. We learned only if you have if you win all three. Ochel mitoch psoles biyad li'alter. He's saying, according to Tosfos, I feel the achaz man is mutter. Why? Derech achila. U'mishemachi pirish, but the maschel hayu shebora also shein achavas zivra. V'chemashim v'devrayim v'demasel v'lo yodana sh'nistapek ravdimi y'ochel mitoch psoles mutl lehaniach v'chol asugim v'psoles mitoch ochel uli alter mutter. Whoa! 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 See, when it takes a while to knock it into your head. You're so used to the assumption that the rock is right. You always taught that. The Shulchan Aruch holds that way. That we can't knock it into our heads that there are Gdoli, Rishonim who argue. Rashi argues, Tosas argues. The case where it's mutter, and certainly potter, even if you don't have all three things going for you. Vasvara, the biyad lav derech breru, v'damekilachayad, v'raki ovad lahanocha, davikibor la'otzer chayef. The Gemara it's such a critical phrase in the Gemara. It should have said, in beer, what is it? The Baal Bayom, lo yivur. Yeah. The in beer, chayav chatas. Why are those three words? Nasa kebor li otzer. What do you need three words for? Perhaps a whole new world. That's the essence of the malacha. I'm reading one from my first lezal. Watch. Had to yesterday shear again yesterday shear. Why? Listen carefully. Hasvara, the biyad lav derech breruhu, the mekalachiyad, the raki over lahanocha, tavi kibora laotzer is chayef. Why? Why? If the pu'ula is not a normal pu'ula, biyad, so why are you chayef if you're putting it in the storehouse? Vasvara. The Iker Av the Bor the Metake and Ochum and Apsolus. Woo! That was yesterday's shir. That's a push. Is it Tikkun or Hafrat? Tikkun. Shehe Roar and Ichol Yotzer. The Tikkun to make it worthy of putting it in the storehouse to be preserved for long time use. Vizem is a Tikkun Ba'ochel. He says it explicitly. That's number one. That's one kind of braver. Yesterday's Chakira was, it's either or. Either it's tikkun ochel or ma'isa frada, right? Maybe they're both right. If it's the otzer, then what? Tikkun ochel. Even though you did it biyah, which is not a normal way, how do we say it from the beginning? It's doma betachlis, not the pula, the language that we like to use. The tachlis is an otzer. When you, if you're a farmer and you grow wheat, what do you do with the wheat? The ultimate tachlis is to put it into your silo and sell it for a fortune, and then people make bread about it months later. That's called the otzer. You get tachlis of the whole wheat to make the bread. That's number one. V'chein, says Rav Hirschler. Yesh av mitzad ha-malocha atzma. I call it the pu'ula. Shel seo b'kli, v'benat b'kvara. U'mishemachi b'kli, ein mokom l'chalik ben li'alta ben l'niach. Wow. That's a pu'ula, asura. V'chein bar psoz mi'ochel, in borrow the altar, came in the chosid din hanocha, eidma malechas hakli, hakashuva, mutter. Can you imagine? Psoz b'doch ochel, the altar is mutter. That's what comes out from the Tosis. Aval I lehaniach, afilu biyad chayim is a derech aborosh. Af she'en kamalekas machshevet mitzad biru biyad, the pula, mikol b'kol mechashvi mitzad havei anocha liotzer, the tachlis. Ubora ochel mitov ochel meruba ein ze derech bore klal amut. That's nothing. Ochel, two ochel, it's nothing. It's like cutting a piece of meat in half. V'nira dekein adin bebora ochel mitov psolas meruba to the tosvis ein o borer rak lehaniach avali alter lavi malechas machsheves achidish nifle v'naira. That when the tosvis say that ochel from psolas meruba is chayav only lehaniach, not the altar. Not the altar. The altar, if it's ochel mitoch psolas meruba, it's not a malechus machsheves. This is the chiddush. So there are two, and look at the beautiful thing in brackets. Ubehachim miyushim masha tamu aposkim. Look in bi halacha, egletal. The nochosh the ochel mitoch psolas meruba. That's a tosfos. Having a psolas mitoch ochel lididai. It's a chiyuv d'oraita. How come no one's worried about it? How come no one's worried about Tosfos? I asked this question before. They say miyulah if yimashik asafti. So the Tosfos dafka lohaniach asur. When Tosfos asks Rabbo Saim to take the psolas meruba, take the ochel ma'at out of the psolas meruba. That's not a normal way of doing borer. It's a question of the tachlis. You know all these pieces of grain. You put them in the silo. That's when Tosfos asked it. And Tosfos had to ask it because Tosfos lishitosam. Then you don't need all three necessarily. So he had to make a point to answer this. Okay. Oh. Tosfos dafkol haniach oser nicha and the hacha bichlon da afil the altar. And there's no need to mention it for us. Why? Because for us, you always need the altar. Now the altar, it's going to be oser no matter what. I don't care how many tibus it is, it's going to be ochel, it's going to be soul, it's going to be yad. If it's not the altar, it's going to be oser for us. We hold out the rach. So once you hold out the rach, there's no need to say, well, the feet toasters, if you take ochel, it's going to be soul, it's going to be ruba, it's going to be oser. No, because Tos only said it, laniach, liotza, because it's the dumma vitaklis. We're more machmer than that. We hold, if it's laniach, it's always oser. Always oser. Even beyond, even Ochel Tov Solis. There's no need to mention this Chiddush of Tosfos. I think it's a beautiful answer. No. He said, the hope gets what we'll see a few times. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chanan. Absolutely true. Tosfos even is happy about Rabbeinu Chanan in some respects. In some respects. But not in all respects. That's what he points out over here. We'll see. I haven't finished yet. You're right. I haven't proven the case yet. We haven't yet proved that Tosfos will argue with the Rach on some of these details. Because Tosfos quotes the Rach approvingly, at least in part. I didn't wasn't fully explain all the other rights. We'll try to flesh it out soon. Yes?
What did he mean when he said that?
No.
Beginning.
I just read Tigger. Beginning, 158. The das tosis to be ochel meruba uborer ha ochel abiderach achila. That's normal. That's what we do all the time. Ochel meruba. You take the wheat from the pebbles. Pshita. Umash metosis. Tafil liachazman muta. That's what you want to know. Where does he see it? Well, he gives three proofs. One. I'm just getting Bekitza. We have to have Tosfos Hayu, Tosfos V'lo Yadana. So two proofs. What are the two proofs? Tosfos Hayu, that's the very beginning, right? Shebora also Sheinachava Zivra. I'm not sure where that comes from. I think Tosfos v'lo, the stopping Rav Dimi, he ochel mitoch psolas mutal lehaniach. What do you mean? That's a shaila. So the entire sugya, Tosas Hayu and Tosas Below, the whole sugya is talking about what? Psolas mitoch ochel. And yet, Abaye comes to the conclusion that the altar is mutter. So Tosas has learned the whole sugya is going on Psolas mitoch ochel. And Abaye rejects the distinction of Rav Hamanuna. As we said before, Tosas said all the kashas are kashas. Not kashas on the lush, kashas on the din. Again, we'll come to it a little bit more. I don't want to spend more time right now. We'll come back to it as we go. This is what the footnotes say in the Rabbi. I think is correct. I think it works out very, very nicely. We'll come to the Pratim as we go. Now, it's interesting, Rabbosai, the Bialocha said, we're not worried about this Tosfos. And we just explained why beautifully from the footnote 158. But how do you know? A, he doesn't say it. And B, v'chein mashu l'kamon b'sivdal b'hago. Let's take a look quickly. What's sivdal b'hago? What's there? What's there to prove this point? Sivdal b'hago. It says, habor psol b'tzoch ochel afilu yodo achas chayev v'afilu ha'ochel meruba. But according to that, God's ashrei, so like Tarsus, and what? Ochel meruba. Then you're supposed to take the psalms from the ochel. Of course, the Chayyadim says, wait a minute. Maybe he's machmer on both sides. I told you earlier. He can't bring a rile cooler from here. Here he's, it's true, he's machmer against our Tosis. Maybe he can be machmer also like our Tosis. No stira. We don't know who's right. Should machmer, as I told you before, on both ends. More than that, Mishmas Odom says in Sifkot Nalef that it's common to say this to us at the Psolos against the Tur Nagos Hashua Matir, not to be Matir El Chomim Psolos against Tosis. We're Machmer in both. Now, Rabbi Osai, the so called pseudo Ran, as we call him, sounds like the Rambam we said before, but he adds a phrase. Aval Efisha Lecho Liata. Derech Achila. Rabosai, if it's Derech Achila, who cares what the majority is? I want to eat. I'm hungry. I want to eat. I take the food in my hand. That's called Derech Achila. Rabosai, if that's the case, Derech Achila, if you will, is a matir. One of my Rebbe's favorite phrases. It's a matir. The fact that I've taken it in my hand and I want to eat it, that's matir it. Matir. But Tosus, what do they say? When Tosus says, why is ochel mitoch psolas mutter? They didn't say it's a matir, it's a positive matir. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? Why? Ein derech brera bekach. No matter, but it's mutter to prove an asa. Because ein derech brera bekach. Says Tosus. If that's the case, if it's the majority switches, then it's taka going to be asa. And don't tell me, well, there's a new matter called Achila. No, don't be matirim. They're not matirim. Ochel mitoch psolas is mutter. You know why? Not because it's brer with a matir. It's not brer in the first place. But if it's the majority switches, it becomes brera. And there is no matir. This is relevant, Rabosai, to a discussion which is found in the Mishnah Brura, Simon Shin Chof, Sif Katan. Chof. Shin Chof Chof. I'm going to open it to Shin Chof Chof. Okay. That's going to be a problem for this shot. Let's take a look at Tosfos of the Rush. Some of you have Tosfos of the Rush in the back. So I think Ozor has the in the back. Take a look. Taras HaRosh, here it is. Hold on. What does that tell us on that lotion? Have a taras through the pachas b'gashir, have a derech achila. That we have in our tosis. So you're asking me, before we even get to Tosa Rosh, I said Pshat and Tosis, not to do with Derech Achila. It's just not Derech Breira. So you're asking me, we don't have to turn to the Tosa Rosh. Okay, what does Tosa Rosh say? I and Dal and Om and Al and Tosis are Rosh. Rav Chisel, Rav Chosel, Dei Pircha, Mishan, Dei Pogos, Mishashir, Havi Derech Achila, Falo Mikri Borer. Doesn't quite say Derech Breira. Okay. It's a good cash in any event. It's a kash anyway. But I don't get to the rush. I don't think the rush adds much because he doesn't say fine. We'll have to take into account this question. This question. Okay. Maybe you can argue that the I don't know, make change my number, or maybe the deal is wrong. I concede that. But let me get back to my Mishnah. Thank you, a good comment. Shin Chav Chav. What's happening in Shin Chav Chav is the machlokes and the following the kuda. This is as follows. Oh. Vimrozo lechol alter also dabash a soga the tocha aboser. Mutter. And yiborim. The mutter biocha mitok psoles. Imlutsara kosa suda. No schita about the rocha. If the Taz says so, so I'm squeezing out. There's no Yisra of dash. It's the tocha kadeir. Mashka ochel ochel. There's no borer. Because Ochim betok psolus the altar. Hamagan Avraham missing us there. Tod the mutter sham should ain derech brera be Ochim betok psolus. Mashenkin bezeh derech brera sohu. And watch this line. Why derech brera sohu? The ef shabin and acher. Apostle, who remembers that those same four words from yesterday's shiur? Who remembers them? Where was it found? Who remembers those words? Where was it? Right, and where do we see it? The very last words of Bosai in Shin Chaf Aleph. Sharti and Tzadi Tess. The Yavshah bin Yenachem. V'lo havi kebroa v'psoz v'ochel. Wait a minute. Here the word Yavshah bin Yenachem says, why? It's mutter to peel something, because no alternative. And here it says, Yavshah bin Yenachem, that's why it's usher. Rabbi Bosai, make up your mind. Yavshah bin Yenachem says, mutter me to usher. How you didn't come to answer me that question? A steer in the word Yavshah bin Yenachem. You follow me? The last Sharati in Shin Chavav says that's why it's mutter by peeling. Here he quotes the Magen Avraham. That's why it's usher. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here? So it's interesting. But first, as a note, this explanation of Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chaf Mogan Avram doesn't exist. The last words Mashenge Bezeh Derech Berasui Yesh Minachet, you will not find those words in the Mogan Avram, to my knowledge. At least I last time I looked wasn't there. He added stuff. Okay, I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's not in the original. You have to always look it up. So as far as my question is concerned, I think the answer is as follows. Peeling is fundamentally an act, what I call an act of consumption. When I peel my banana, peeled the banana for breakfast this morning, peeled the banana, I was eating breakfast, put the banana in my cereal, like it's Kawash Kosov, and then I ate my cereal with bananas, milk, that's a healthy breakfast. Well, some of the sugar, whatever. Okay, it was a healthy breakfast. Okay, so I was eating breakfast. Squeezing, not the same. Squeezing doesn't look so much like eating as peeling a banana. So peeling a banana is be'etzim etzachila. So I think the psalms. We already said yesterday. I could have taken the banana, cut it with a knife like this, and they'll scoop out little pieces. Nicht normal. But squeezing for carrot is not derech achila. Says the Magen Avraham, or the Mishnah says shnuchav chav. But had there been another way of psalos mitoch ochel, then we could have said, oh, if you do the psalos mitoch ochel way, that'll be called derech breira. And in relative terms, ochel mitoch psalos, I squeeze out the bolster to drink the juice into the kedera, would have been considered derech achila. But since there is no other way, so we go back to our original instincts. This is derech breira. So it can cut both ways. Depending on what it is fundamentally. If fundamentally it's derech achila, but it's the wrong thing. It's talking about psalos. No, but there's no choice. We resort back to achila. But if it's fundamentally not derech achila, derech breira, then we say, if there's no choice, we go back to our instincts. It's aser. Had there been a choice, we might have said it was mutter. That's what I'm saying to answer that original question. Yes, sir. Slowly. So I saw in the beautiful new Mishnah Brurus, they have a very interesting Chiddush, which I think is what you were just about to say, that the Taz holds like the Ramban. I take this thing in my hand, and I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. So I squeeze it out. That's called derech achila. Right. So what? That the majority, in the case we discussed in Tosfos, the majority is soulless. I want to eat. I want to drink. So if I take this stuff and I'm interested right now, I'm focused on getting my food, that's a matter. The Magen Avraham says no, like Tosfos. It's derech breira is aser, even if I take it in my hand. So there is no matter. That's what they say in the footnotes of the. They have it on the Bir Halacha. They discuss this at the very beginning. It's in Shin Yud Tes. I have it. It's on my desk. You can look it up. Sifkot and Yud Aleph. A whole Maracha about this. And they have Nafkaminis. What about a double lach? We'll get to it later on. Double lach. It's derech breira, ochel mitoch psalos, refers to what he says himself in Sifkaton Kuf Hei, in the Tziyunim Ve'Aharos on the fancy new Mishnah Brurus. There it says that there is a case in Sif Tezayin. Just look a quick look. I can't go over the. What does Sif Tezayin say? Sif Tezayin says, no, Shin Yud Tes Sif Tezayin. Why? Because of I have a better teretz. Ochel mitoch psalos. No. It's derech breira. And it wouldn't help say ochel mitoch psalos. That's one nafkamina he makes reference to. Then there's a turmesin issue, which according to some, it's considered to be ochel mitoch psalos and it's usher anyway. How can it be? Can't be. I want my food. It's always mutter. So the Great Tal discusses this question in Sifkot Yudalit Os Aleph. That only works according to Shita Tosfos, according to Ramban. No way. Follow my chow. It's always going to be mutter. I turn this in. And the Great Tal says he has to look like the second pshat in Rashi. You take what's not really royal. For those who get to it. My final point for today, I saw that they want to make us dependent upon the Shulta Gibor. Our last thing for today. Please, the Shulta was Islamic Beis, Amin Aleph, or Tzadi. It's on the Ma'am Akamas. Okay. quotes the Ran name of the Rashba. Tochen is mutter lebo by lealter. The children, he doesn't understand. He called a malachas cool and shara that sosa and betzorach losa malacha lealter. Alter she made a brera she tiru levro ksharot so lecha lealter. To have some time in the bechay gavna she tiru lo have a brera. But the Rashba says that Tochen and Bor are the same. Kedako shel bnei adam lechol. It's a matir. Shulta Gibor says no. Lo have brera. Not derech brera. So the Rashba is like the Ramban is Rebbe. It's a special matir, and the matir extends to Tochen as well. And Shulta Gibor hold like Tosfos. Aye, the kasha is, if it's derech, not derech brera, why you chayav liachas man? The answer is given once again. Bo la otzer. Again, same thing. Two kinds of told us. Doma bepula, doma betachas. So let's meet tochocholi out there. Is doma bepula. Ain derech brera li otzer is doma betachlis. Along the lines of footnote 158 we saw before in the Ramban. Oh. Now, if that's the case, it's going to come out, if he tells us, that psolus mitoch ochel biyad li'alter can be in fact mutter. That's what we said earlier. I haven't proved to you yet. Tomorrow Shia will try to prove it, and I'll be begala on the truth that we said today. Okay, so be patient until tomorrow.
Why would the
mappa
help?
The fact
that the
mappa
over and out.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Great land. Yeah, that's a great town. Great town.